The Iowa caucus is next Monday. Not this Monday, next Monday, January 15th, and it's the kickoff to the Republican primary season. So all of the candidates are in Iowa campaigning, and Vivek Ramaswamy this week was asked the dumbest question ever in the history of politics by a reporter for the Washington Post. Dumber than when Bill Clinton was asked if he wears boxers or briefs, which in hindsight is kind of funny, but that question was asked years before the Monica Lewinsky scandal broke. Dumber than Joe Biden being asked what flavor of ice cream he buys when he's let out of the house by his caretakers. The dumbest question ever in the history of politics right here.
Condemn white supremacy and white...
It was cut off. She asked, will you condemn white supremacy and white nationalism?
Nationalism?
I mean, what this kind... Who are you with? It's Washington Post. All right.
Of course. A fake news.
Potato, potato. Okay. Of course, I condemn any form of vicious racial discrimination in this country. But I think that the presumption of your question is fundamentally based on a falsehood that really is the main form of racial discrimination we see in this country today. Institutionalized racism is institutionalized racial discrimination that we see that doesn't come from somehow discriminating against people on the basis of some tenet of white supremacy.
You see what he's getting at here. This is one of the most brilliant political judo moves in the history of campaigns because, of course, he's talking about systemic anti-whiteism. Take it away, sir.
It's based on affirmative action. It's based on actually discriminating against people on the color of their skin in a way that's actually institutionalized today. Was there a point in our history, at points in our prior national history, where there have been vicious forms of anti-black or anti-brown discrimination throughout this country after the Civil War and otherwise? Yes.
Yes, many, many decades ago. In fact, Barack Obama, a black man, was elected president of the United States now 15 years ago.
But you're looking in the rearview mirror and using that to pose a question today that is so far removed from what the reality is in America today. This myth of white supremacy, the closest you can find is Jussie Smollett, where you all were actually, speaking of trust in the media, jumping up and down over some false narrative. The best way you're able to find your best instance of white supremacy was a guy who was actually paying his other fellow people to be actually staging something that didn't happen.
Yes, which stems from black fragility, which I have defined as discomfort and defensiveness on the part of some black people who live in a predominantly white culture due to fixating on long since past injustices, which they never experienced and weren't experienced by anyone in their family alive today, causing them to imagine racism where none exists and pine away for living in a culture that is predominantly black instead. So as you can imagine, the liberal media is not very happy with Vivek, and it won't be long now before they start calling him the brown face of white supremacy. Just like the LA Times literally called Larry Elder the blackface of white supremacy. Remember that? And so when he sat down with NBC News, they further pressed him because they were upset. And then he used some political judo on them and said this.
It's incumbent on us for us to define what white supremacy is. I wrote my book, Woke Inc., and I've written about the detailed understanding of what the popular understanding of these terms have come to mean. Do you believe punctuality is a vestige of white supremacy, Dasha?
Look,
because if you don't, then you have a disagreement about many of the people who are defining those terms, or the written word, or the use, or the nuclear family. These aren't my words. These are the words of intellectual proponents from Ibram Kendi to the Ayanna Pressleys to BLM that have said these are vestiges of white supremacy. So
Mr. Ramaswamy,
we can't have it both
this
ways.
Is what you do, though,
we have to have an
honest
discussion.
Mr. Ramaswamy, this is what you do. You say uncomfortable truths that nobody else has the guts to say. How dare you? Like at the last debate when he said this.
That the great replacement theory is not some grand right-wing conspiracy theory, but a basic statement of the Democratic Party's platform.
Hearing that fact mentioned out loud on national television in the context of not celebrating it as if it was a great thing made CNN's Van Jones literally shake with fear.
And the smug, condescending way that he just spews this poison out is very, very dangerous because he won't stop Trump, but he's going to outlive Trump by about 50 years. And you're watching the rise of an American demagogue that is a very, very despicable person.
Yeah.
And I was shaking listening to him talk because a lot of people don't know that is one step away from Nazi propaganda coming out of his mouth.
Of course, what he's talking about there is the ADL and their surrogates in the media will call any white person who's not thrilled about becoming a minority in their own state or in the United States as a whole because of the 30 million plus illegal aliens who have been allowed into our country, they'll call you a white nationalist or a Nazi. You're only allowed to be excited about it, right, Anderson Cooper?
The idea that whites will not be the majority, I mean, it's an exciting transformation of the country. It's an exciting evolution and progress of our country in many different ways. Clearly, there's, among white supremacists, white nationalists, that is viewed as a horrific event.
That's very interesting, Anderson, because black supremacists and other anti-whites are extremely thrilled about what's happening, like New York State Representative Charles Barron.
I have the distinct honor to be able to come before you and say I actually lost white population in my community. I lost them. They left. I didn't ask them why. They left.
I can't imagine why. But, of course, if you are one of those people and you want to go and leave a certain kind of neighborhoods and go live in other areas, then you will be condemned as committing white flight. So you will be called a racist if you don't want to live around these kind of people. But when you do move, then they're glad that you left.
So if you see one or two or three or four or five whites in my neighborhood, they're passing through.
And sadly, Vivek has been banned from the debate on Wednesday night, which is hosted by CNN, the Clown News Network, which claims that he doesn't qualify according to their standards. And usually I watch CNN so that you don't have to, but I don't think that I could even stomach watching this debate because it's only going to be Ron DeSantis against Nikki Haley. So, no thanks. And I usually don't watch Fox News anymore either. I switched over to Newsmax after they fired Tucker Carlson. But I may actually tune in on Wednesday because Donald Trump is going to be holding a Fox News town hall while CNN is holding their debate between neocon Nikki Haley and little Ron. There is a whole chapter in my new book, The War on Conservatives, on anti-whiteism, which you should order in paperback from Amazon.com or click the link in the description below. And while I've been talking about it here for years, you probably have seen, finally, it's starting to become acceptable to talk about it in mainstream conservative circles because we're moving the Overton window and it's become so pervasive that people are just tired of biting their lip all the time. But still, the things that I talk about on this channel, just the tip of the iceberg, a whole bunch of other issues, third rail issues, other topics that are definitely politically incorrect to be talking about. And it's a more in-depth and serious analysis than any of my videos. So if you like watching my videos, like I say, you're going to really love reading my book. So order The War on Conservatives in paperback from Amazon.com or click the link in the description below and check it out.